This is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview is an excerpt from a recent program. To hear the entire program, visit digitalproductionbuzz.com. In his current role as the Director of Technology at Keycode Media, Michael Kamas consults on the latest in technology, but he got his start in audio. Hello, Michael. Welcome back.
Hello, Larry. Good to hear your voice.
Well, it is wonderful to hear yours. Tell us about what you did in an audio world.
Well, before I became someone who was obsessed with zeros and ones, I worked with headphones. I was a creative sound editor, both in the Midwest, for my hometown of Chicago and suburban Chicago, and did that on and off for about 10 years in addition to the technological stuff that I did. So it was a lot of independent films, documentaries, doing sound design, and basically everything that you need to do in post sound.
Well, in post, what's the difference in working with a voiceover actor than recording audio on set?
Well, there's a couple different things. Traditionally, if you're bringing the talent in to redo dialogue, which it's referred to as ADR or automated or automatic dialogue replacement, which is funny because there's nothing automatic about it. You're bringing the talent in to try and recreate dialogue that wasn't recorded well on set. And what I mean by not recorded well, it might have been background noises. In Chicago, it was the L track, right? You're shooting in Chicago. It's hard to get clean dialogue when you're shooting next to a train. So it was trying to get the creative, trying to get the talent to recreate the emotion of that moment in time and getting them to do it to match their lips that the camera caught.
Well, that's non-trivial from a recreating the performance point of view, but from a recording point of view, you're inside a soundproof room and you're recording something that was recorded outside. How do you begin to match that environment?
That's a great question. Some folks have gone the route of ADR trailers, which are actually on set. So if you know that where you're recording is going to be all wide shots and you can't lav or you can't boom the talent, right after the take is done, you whisk them away to an ADR trailer and do it right there so they're still in that moment. If they're not, then there are a few things you can do. A trick that a lot of people don't know is that if you're trying to do ADR, call people like Zach, you know, who you just had on, and say, hey, what mic did you use in this scene? And then rent or borrow that mic for your ADR recording, because you're trying to match the location dialogue. So it only makes sense for you to use a mic that was used on location.
How do you set the room up for ADR recording?
It's a real good question. I'm a big fan of Oralex. Oralex has sound dampening ISO pads. They also have bass traps. They also have baffles. And you can mount those to almost any surface to kind of diffuse the reverb in the room. Usually you get reverb in a room. Some people call it echo, but it's actually reverb. The reverb you're getting in your room is the audio bouncing off a hard surface and then reflecting back at you. So what we want to do is diffuse that so we get as few what they call standing waves to hit us back as possible, and that's where diffusion comes in. If you don't want to go Oralex, you've probably seen bands have rugs hung up in their garage. That helps to some degree as well.
So basically, you want as flat a voice as possible with as little reverb so that you can manipulate it as much as you want in the edit process itself.
If you can't record ADR in the location the scene was shot at, then yes, you want it as dead as possible so you can recreate that environment. And there are actually plugins called, they call them convolution reverbs, and they're modelers. They model environments, so when you play sound through them, they recreate what that sound is like in that environment. And you can download plugins, or there are plugins that you can download libraries into that will allow you to model different environments to try and recreate that so you don't have to do it from scratch.
So basically, you can dial in the external environment on a flat recording and make it sound believable.
You can get it in the ballpark. There's always going to be stuff you need to do to accentuate some of the consonants or take out some of the pops or plosives, but it does get you a lot closer.
And Michael, for people that want to keep track of what you're doing now as opposed to what you were doing in the beginning of your career, where can they go on the web?
Two different places. You can go to 5thingsseries.com. That's the number 5. Or you can go to michaelkamas.com.
I like the michaelkamas.com website. That's MICHAELKAMMES. And the Michael Kamas himself is the person you're listening to. Michael, thanks for joining us today.
Always a pleasure, Larry. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.